In a more than 40-minute address, François Hollande joked that France thought very highly of itself, but realised that it couldn't stop the planet warming up on its own.
It's not France alone that's going to sort out the climate. We think ourselves capable of a lot of things in France, but not that. So we need an agreement with all countries, because it's only consensus that will make it work.
But with less than 200 days to go until crunch climate change talks take place in the French capital, Paris, the president regretted that only 40 countries have so far submitted proposals on going greener. Of that number, he said many developed countries needed to try harder, a reference to the $100 billion fund that needs to be found to help poorer countries turn away from fossil fuels. Without the money, the talks are bound to fail.
Mais il n'y aura pas d'accord s'il n'y a pas...
But there will be no agreement if the funding's not there, but expected notably by developing countries, fragile countries, the most vulnerable countries, which is to say, a majority of countries.
He said he wanted any agreement reached in the French capital to be restrictive in the sense that it would be regularly verified.
We want this accord to be restrictive, that's to say, verified, assessed regularly, to be sure that we can avoid global warming by more than 2 degrees, which is the goal.
As for what's expected of poorer countries in the Paris talks, President Hollande said their burden in the transition to cleaner energy should be lower. That's because developed countries had already borrowed a lot of their own credit, he said. Daniel Johnson, United Nations.